Okay. We continue the Rambam. We're in the fifth chapter of Hilchos Tumas Ameis, Halacha Gimel. Okay, so now we continue with these laws of the Rishon L'tumah, the Avi Avos, the Avatuma, the Rishon. So he's going to give us one more set of laws, and then Halacha Dal will summarize everything we've done for the first three halachas. Okay, so now remember what we said. We've said it a few times that a kli, and we're not going to translate the word kli anymore. So it means a utensil. It can be clothing. A kli, okay, is always like the thing that made it tame. So if the kli touched a mace, and a mace is an avi avos atuma, then that kli is an avi avos atuma. If a person who was an avatuma touched a keli, then the keli is an avatuma. All right, that's the rule we've been saying. So kelim shenitmu b'mace, kelim that became tame by a mace, touching a mace, bein b'maga, whether it touched it, bein b'ohel, whether it was in the same tent as the mace. Hare heim l'nogeya behem. So they, the kelim, they become to one who touches them. Whatever touches those kelim that touch the mace, those things become kenogeya b'meisatz, as if they touch the dead person. Just repeating what I said, right? So the kelim became tamei by touching or being in the oil of a dead person. So now the one that touches them, whoever, whatever is touching them, person or kelim, it's like they touch the mace.
Right.
And therefore, the things that touch that kelim become an avatuma and will be tame for 7 days.
Right.
Okay, as he continues, maha mace, just like the mace, mitame hanegeba, makes the person who touches in tame, bein adam, bein kelim, whether it's a person utensils, tuma shiva 7 days. If a mace it comes in contact, if a person or kelim coming out with a mace, they're tummy 7 days. So af kelim shenit mace, so kelim that came in contact with the mace, haim, they are v'ha kelim oha adam shigohem tmeim tumah shiva. So the kelim that touch the mace as a navi avos are going to be tummy 7 days, and the other kelim and a person who touches those kelim are tummy 7 days as an av. Well, we'll see. As Vitame 7 days as well, as we shall see. Shinemar, and he takes extrapolates from the pasuk. Bachalal cherev o b'meis. If he came in contact with the knife, the corpse of the knife, or the mace itself. Mipi Hashmuel Amda, the rabbis explained to us. Shacherev kameis. The sword is like the mace. Regardless if it killed it or touched it, the Rambam learns that that Kaylee that touches the mace has the status of the mace. Period. Now, v'hu adin l'sharkem, it's not only just a sword, even though the pasuk says a sword, but any kaylee, bein kli matochas, whether they're metal, bein kli shetif, or other kaylee that become tar by putting them in a mikvah, uvegadim, or clothing. All kelim have the status, but Ram will say a little bit later on to the exclusion of earthenware, which we'll talk about earthenware as an exclusion to the rule. Harehu omer, because the pasuk is called horeg nefesh, because the pasuk says anyone who kills a soul, v'chal nogeh b'chalo, or touches a corpse. So the pasuk, the problem with the text is v'chisala al data shezeh yorecheitz. Vaharig, if someone shot an arrow and killed someone, or Zorak Emer threw a stone, Vaharig can kill someone, Nit Meshevashem, will he be 7 days Tame? Someone who kills a person. Someone who kills a person is going to be Tame 7 days. You don't have to be killed. You don't have to be Tame 7 days. Who says you have to touch him to kill him? Right? So yeah. What's the pasuk mean? It means Elohirig Nefesh Becherev. If you kill him with a sword.
Which he didn't let go of.
Right. Yeah. Ukayitz, or similarly, Shinitma, he becomes Tamehau. Binigiyosa Bakli Shaharagbo, he's holding onto the sword, the utensil, which killed the person. And the sword, Shari Noga Hakliba Mace. And the utensil was holding on to the dead person. And therefore, and now the person's holding on to that sword, and now he's Tame 7 days.
That's why guns are good.
Yes. Uminayim, how do we know? Shafa kelim hanogim ba'odim shenoga ba'kelim Shenitmu b'meis shetzmeim to mashiva. So that's a hard one here. How do we know that utensils that touch a person, that touched utensils, that touched the mace, that they're tamei 7 days? Okay, we should go in the back order. You have a mace, yeah. You have the kli that touched the mace.
Right. And then you have a
so
person.
That kli has the status of aviyavos.
Right.
And now a person touched that has status of avatuma.
Right.
And now the person touched the kli, what do we say? Kli takes the status of the thing, it's matame.
It never goes down. It,
right? Well, we'll see. Avatuma. But I know it's also tame 7 days. Shara Omer, it says, v'chibastem b'gdeichem, you will wash your garments by Yom HaShvi on the 7th day. Utar, you become tar. Hola Marata. So what do we learn from that? Shekol Adam ha tame tuma shiva. Anyone who's tame tuma shiva. We're talking about the person's tame and the garments he's wearing are tame. So if the person's tame 7 days, the garments he's wearing are tame 7 days. How's that? Well, that's what we're saying. That anyone who's tame 7 days will be matame his garments 7 days as well.
That they
become tor by putting them in a mikvah.
Okay.
So it's a type of metal, glass, anything that the mikvah
right, will
be mitar it. Okay.
So one quick question though: when you use a sword, it's only if the person dies while you're holding on.
Not necessarily. No. Well.
You're not touching the sword anymore, right?
Okay, true. But we're saying the sword that kills him. So the sword is touching the dead person.
The dead person.
Right. And it doesn't have to be a sword. It could be any utensil.
Right.
That's the point.
The person has to be dead while you're holding on to
for sure.
Sword.
If you just stabbed and pulled it out, it's not tummy at all. That's why Shmuel and Shmuel killed Agag. How could Shmuel kill Agag? He was a Kohen.
Right.
So he thrust it in and took it out.
Say
he didn't die yet. A god didn't die yet, so there was no problem. Okay, Dalit is the summary. Oh, that's a sound that Martin likes to hear now. What does it say there? 71? See, it doesn't want to go higher than 71. Okay, now comes the summary. Dalit's the summary. Nimtza Seimer comes out. Let's take it slow. Adam Shenaga B'meis, a person that touched a dead body. Okay, so what do we know already? That Adam is an Av Hatuma. The Adam, Ba'adam Acher. Now that person touched another person. So what's that other person?
Rishon.
Is a Rishon Latuma, right? Harishon, the first man that touched the dead body, Tomei Tiva Shiva. He's Tomei 7 days, because he's an Av Hatuma. Vashini, the second guy, Tuma Serv, just Tomei until nighttime. So that's straight.
As of his clothes.
So forget about the clothes. Yeah. The clothes are not touching the person who touched the dead person. Again, so the dead person is the aviyavos. The person who touched him becomes an av. Now, when he touches another person, we go down a level to a rishon letuma.
Right.
Okay. And we're not worried about the clothes right now because the clothes. There'll be some kind of tumma, but we're not worried about it because now it's only a rishon l'tumma touching the clothes.
If they shook hands and they were wearing gloves.
Okay, that'll be different. Okay, now, next point. Kalim hanogim b'meis, utensils, kalim, that touch a dead person. Well, that kalim is going to be an avi avos.
Right.
The kalim b'kalim. Now, those kalim touch other kalim. Shneim tmeim tumashiva. They're both going to be tummy tumashiva. However, the commentary is that because it is a problem. It means it can never end.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? A Kaylee touches a Kaylee. That's not going to be.
No.
So the commentary says the first one becomes an aviyavosatuma because it touched the dead body. That'll be metami thing 7 days. But the second Kaylee will only be an avhatuma. Okay, and then because although it will, right? So the Kaylee, you know, it's the first Kaylee. The first Kaylee will get what it's getting it from, whether it's the mace or the person.
Right.
But the second Kaylee from the other Kaylee is going to drop down one level.
Still 7 days.
Well, yeah, but again, so you had the mace, you had the Kaylee to a mace, exactly like that. So it's going to be an aviyavos. But now that that keli touches the next keli, it's going to drop down one level to make it an av. So now that keli that touches something is only going to make it a rishon. It goes down a level. So it's when the seems from up to now, when the keli's touching the corpse, or the keli's touching the person who touched the corpse, right? But that's all. But it doesn't keep taking it out. Let's just finish this while I can hold cup on this. Avol hashlishi. Okay, the third one. Okay, so let's get it straight. We were talking about, you have to see what he means. We're talking about the corpse. We're talking about the person who touched the corpse, right? Person who touched the corpse was an av. Person who touched the person, that person was a rishon, right? Now, the corpse, the keli. Keli is like the person, that person, aviyavos, but makes the second one just an av. Okay, so now what's going to happen now? So we've gone two steps in both cases. Person, dead man, keli. Now let's take it to the third one afterwards. Avol hashlishi, going to the third one now, going down the line. Bain Adam, Bain Kaylee, whether it's going to be a person, whether it's going to be a Kaylee, Tame Tumas Erev, that gets Tumas Erev. So that's going on the last case. So when you have the corpse and the Kli is like Aviavos, 7 days Tuma. Now it touches the next Kli, it's going to be 7 days, but it drops down to being an Av. So now when that Kli touches, whether a person or a Kli, that becomes a Rishon and goes to Mikvah 7th day.
First day, I meant to say.
Okay, finally, Kalim Hanogim Bemeis, this is a tricky one now, a Kli touches a dead person. Okay, so that Kli becomes a Aviavos. Okay, Bemeis. For Adam Bekeli, now person touches that Kli, becomes an Av. Then the Kalim be Adam. Now the Kalim touch the Adam. So that Kalim is going to have the same status as the Adam. So then it's going to be Shloshtam Tmeim Tumashiva. All three have Tumashiva. Yeah. But they have different power afterwards, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Varavi, and the fourth one after that, Error. Well, Bein Adam, Bein Kalim, is a matter of person, Kalim, Tami to own Tumas Erev, because that last Kalim is very weak. Right? Even though it's going to be Shiva, but it's not going to be an Avi Avos or anything like that. It'll just be an Ava Tuma, and then what it touches makes it a Rishon Latuma afterwards. Yes?
In all of this, the only thing that the Kohen is forbidden to have contact is the corpse itself.
I don't know about that. Let's look at the next line now.
Oh, Mark.
What about other things that are Tame?
You're reading it.
No, I promise it wasn't.
Okay, but Matt, what is all this talking about? All the things we're saying about Tuma, 7 days and 1 day and all this, linyan, Truma v'Kachim. We're talking about Truma and Kachim. Okay, and we're talking about to count a Rishon Latuma, Shani Latuma. We're going to see, we're going to even go up to a Ravi Latuma. We're going to see there's all kinds of delineations. It's all regarding Truma and Kachim. Avol, L'chayiv Kores. Al bias miktosh, or al achilas kachim, or for eating kachim. Now a whole different thing. What about giving a person kares, punishing a person? Now we've been talking about that. You know, a person shouldn't eat truma, shouldn't eat kachim. Okay, but now we're talking about giving a person kares for entering the bais hamikdash, kares for eating kachim. Ein achayev al shnayim bavad. It's only on the first two. As I'll say in a minute why, because all the ones that are explicitly mentioned in the Torah. Anything else, it's not the dead person, but it's the next two in line. The person touches the dead person, and the person touches the Kaylee, or a Kaylee touches the dead person. Whatever it is, it's just the first
two. But you're not being penalized for being Tame. You're penalized for going to the Beit HaMikdash.
I understand, but you can have further levels of Tuma. You can go three or four down. But what's the... And that's regarding Truma and Kachim. But regarding getting punished for going into the Beis HaMikdash, only the first two levels, which are Harishon Shenaga B'meis, the first one that touched the corpse.
Right.
I mean, only problem of Kares is for a person, not for a utensil.
Right.
So we're talking about people. So let's say there's a corpse. There's a human being who touched the corpse. Now, that first human being, everything applies to him. Truma, kachim, can't eat it. The punishment of Kares for going to the Beis Hamikdash, for sure he gets that. And Vahasheni, and the second guy, Shinogabo, that touched it, Kidin Torah, as the Torah mentions it, Shinemar V'chol Asher Yigabo, anyone who touches that, from that, who touched the mace, HaTomei Yitma, the tummy one will be tummy. So let's say the guy who touched the mace, now someone touched that guy. Okay, even though he's just a Rishon, right? He's a Rishon.
The second guy.
Right, but he still can't go to the base. I mean, he'll get punished for that. That's the second. No, he'll get Kares. The first two levels, because that's what the Torah mentions. That's what it mentions. Avalonegea bekalid shenogu ba'adam. Let's say you have a person who touched the corpse. He touched a keli. The keli is still an av. But what about the guy who touches the keli? The third guy down the line, who will become a rishon. Or the person who touched the kalim who touched the mace will not get it. Anything after the first two levels from the mace, no kares if you go into the base of English. Why? Because the first two levels, the one that touches the mace and the one that touches the one who touched the mace, those two, the Torah explicitly mentions it. So the Rami Avishem Divrei Kabbalah, Einam Din Torah. The things after the first two levels, although it's biblical, but it's not explicitly mentioned in the Torah. Okay, and whatever is not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, so therefore it's not going to apply to that. Shani Sparshuba Torah, the Torah only explicitly mentioned Zeshanit Mabames, the one who touched the corpse, Shu'av, that he's an Av, Vahasheni, and the second guy who touched the person who touched the corpse, Shurishon, Bain Adam, Bain Kalim. If he became an Adam or Kalim, that's the only ones that are going to get Kares for going into the Beis Hamikdash. However, there still will be laws for the next ones down the line that they should not eat truma, they should not eat kachim. It's forbidden to do it,
right.
But they're not going to get kares for it.
That wasn't quite my question.
Okay, sorry.
A kohen who touches a med has committed a sin. A kohen who touches a utensil that's tummy has not committed a sin. That's what I was, right? I'm not talking about...
He can't touch a mace, but he's not... I guess he hasn't. He's not allowed to touch a mace. But he will not be able to eat truma.
I know, but I'm just saying the actual sin.
Yeah,
sin.
Yeah, I guess it would appear it's only an iser to touch the mace.
And you might not even know that a utensil is tummy. How would you know?
A mace is a mace. Right? I'm saying in this chair. Or let's say a piece of a mace, a bone.
Yeah, there could be
a grave,
fragments.
All those things, that is, you know, that's part of a mace. Anything that's part of a mace. It doesn't have to be a dead person complete. It could be one full limb. Cohen can't touch that either. That's all considered a mace. Anything that's considered a mace.
Right.
That is transgressing a law. Okay, but now if he's touching the person who touched the mace,
no.
Okay, he will be tame.
But it's not allowed.
He may even have, he'll have a tuma of one night,
yes,
right?
Sure, yes.
So he can't eat truma, and he can't eat kachim.
I'm saying if he touches the dead man,
and he could get lashed for it, but it's not going to get punished for touching a dead. There's different averas.
Would they redo the part of the mat as an insurance policy that, you know, just to make sure that I'm...
No, it only is if they touch a dead person.
No, I'm saying if they...
Listen, you kind of know if you touch the dead person.
Right, yeah.
Come on. It's not like a common thing. You shake
touched.
A dead person's
no,
hand. So you've got to be awfully careful.
Awesome.
What about not a calling? What about you, Mark? What about me?
I'm careful.
Right? We'd have to be careful, too. No?
No, but you go to the funeral home, that's it.
Okay.
You said if we live in Galut, it's it.
Okay, we'll see. Okay, let's move on. Halach
Avah. You're right.
Kli Cheres. Now, the earthenware. We have been delaying to discuss the earthenware. We've been talking around the earthenware. Now we're talking about the earthenware. Shinogames, that touched a dead person. Okay, so let's say it's in the same room. Okay? Okay, let's say, and it's open up, right? So even that Oshemel is in the same room as it. Tame. So a Kli Cheres will become Tame. There's no question about it. There's a dead person in the room, and you have an open cup, an earthenware cup. It becomes Tame. No question about it. Or a dead body touches it from the inside. Remember, Kli Cheres only Makabel Tuma from the inside, not from the outside. It can definitely be Tame. But here's the point. Ve'ena mitame, but it doesn't give off Tuma. Lo adam, not to a person, or below Kli Cheres Acher, or not to another Kli Cheres, below Shon, not other Kalim. The only thing a Kli Cheres can be mitame is Oichlin and Mashkim, food and drink that's inside the Kli Cheres. That's the only thing he'll be mitame. Shein Kli Cheres Nasa Avatuma Le'olam. A Kli Cheres never becomes an Avatuma. A person can be an Avatuma. A Kaylee can be a regular Kaylee can be an Avatuma. A Kli Cheres can never be an Avatuma. And therefore, if it's not an Avatuma, it cannot be Metam another person. It cannot be Metam other Kaylee, as we'll see shortly. It only can be Metama Ochlim Umashkim.
Food and beverage.
That's it.
It's inside.
That's it. La'olam, lo b'mase, even if it was in contact with a dead person, v'lo b'shartumas, or any other tumas, doesn't matter. V'zedin Torah, this is a biblical law, obviously called in those oral tradition. Again, it's not in the Bible, we won't see it in the Bible, but it's an oral tradition, d'oraisa, that a Kli Cheres is not ever considered an avatuma, and it can only give tuma to mashkim amochlim inside that Kli Cheres.
Period.
Okay, now, Zion Chesen Tess is going to give some general rules, but we've already mentioned that there are exceptions. So don't say, oh, can you say that's a rule? We have an exception, but there's a general rule. Zeh klal gadol halacha Zion. Zeh klal gadol batumas. This is a big rule in tumas. Call av hatuma. Whatever is called an av hatuma, Metame Adam, it could be Metame Adam, right? So let's say you can have a person is an Avatuma. Person touches a corpse. A Kli touches a corpse. Well, even more. Let's say a Kli touches a man that touched a corpse. Whatever. But whatever touches an Avatuma, it can be Metame Adam. An Avatuma can be Metame another Adam. Umetame Begodmikam, it can be Metame clothing and Kalim. And bain kli matchas, doesn't matter if it's metal klelim, bain kli shetar, for once I have to go to the mikvah, bain kli cheres, or earthenware, generally speaking, it can be metame them, but that kli cheres is not going to give off the tuma. All right, that's the point. V'chol ha-metame adam, I'm kind of saying it backwards now. V'chol ha-metame adam v'kelim, and whatever can be metama a person and a kelim by touch, by definition must be, at least, hareza avatuma. Has to be an avatuma. If you're not an avatuma, you can't be metama an adam, you can't be metama kelim. A rishon l'tuma cannot be metama adam or kelim, only achlim amashkim. So he just kind of said the reverse. And now we say, v'chol vlad hatumas. Anything that's a vlad, that's the next layer down. A rishon, a sheni, a shlishi, that's vlad, the children's atuma. So kol vlad atumas can only be metama ochlin umashkim, food and drink. Veinim atama lo adam kelim, can't be tama person kelim, velo kli cheres, and not a kli cheres, velo sharkim, we're going to know other kelim. So basically, we're saying is, in av hatuma, okay, can be metame an adam, can be metame clothing. But once you're past an av hatuma status, and you're a vlad,
only food and drink.
The vlad can only be metame food and drink. Okay? And if you became tame through that, if a person and can become tame, then they only came in contact with an av hatuma. Okay, ches. Typically, kol hanogea ba'av, generally speaking, whoever touches an av, generally speaking, when they can reach, that's called a rishon l'tuma, generally. But we already said, kalim's an exception to the rule. Because if kalim touch a person who's an av, it's going to be like an av. Right? But typically, now, V'hadagever said, whatever touches the Rishon L'tumah, Nikra Sheni is called the second for Tumah. V'hadagever Sheni, when it touches the second for Tumah, Nikra Shlishi is called the Shlishi. V'hadagever Shlishi, the one that's called, touches the Shlishi, Nikra Revi is called Revi. Now we're going to see, not all cases will a Revi be Nogea. Not all aspects of holiness will be Nogea. Sometimes it stops at three. But four is as far as we go that has any relevance at all. Okay, Varishon Ushalamata Mimenu. And now, from that first run, first, second, third, fourth, we have a generic term, Kulam Nikroim, we call Vlad Hatuma, a child of Tuma. So, in other words, we've got an Aviavos, which is the mace. Okay, now the Aviavos touches a person, he's an Av. The Av now touches. Can touch another person, can maybe tame another person, but he's right. Only going to tame one day.
One day,
right? If a person who's tame, an av, touches kalim, then it can become an av.
Yeah.
Right? But now, once they touch things after that, when they touch kalim and those things that are now the... So let's say a person now who touched a dead person, and now he touched another person. Now what happens with that other person? He's a rishon, right? The dead corpse is aviavos. The person who touched it is an av. The one he touched
is a
rishon. Now, what can he be metame? Only
food and drink.
Food and drink. That's it. That's all he can be metame. So that food and drink would be a sheni.
Yes.
Now if that touches something, then theoretically it can maybe make something.
Only truma. Only truma.
We will see. But that's like go down the line 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's try one more. This is just a definition. One more. Kol hamis tame. Anything that becomes tame, machmas hameis, because of a dead person, tuma shiva, and has a tuma of 7 days, bein adam, bein kalim, whether it's a person or a kalim, huan nikra, we're going to call this term from now on in the Rambam, we call it tame meis. Tame meis, meaning it has corpse tuma. Okay?
Right.
So that's because of a mace. Didn't mean it had to touch the mace.
Right.
Right? Because if a person touched the mace, yeah, but if the person touched that utensil afterwards, it's still going to be called a tume mace. Whatever has tuma shiva,
yeah,
and it originated from a mace, that's called tume mace. All right? Now, so vahu av, and that's an av, one of the avs, me'avos hatumas. That's called, of the many different fathers of Tuma, linian regarding the Tuma of Truma and Tumas Kachim, Kumar Shibarim. There's a lot of other avos in Tuma, shrots and other things.
Exactly.
But just to know that they are an av. So anything that through death has now a Tuma Shiva, that is called a Tmei Meis. That's the klal we're giving them. And that's how it's, and it's amongst other avos as it relates to Truma and Kachim. And therefore, and what's that Nogeya? Because what happens to those things that touch other things? Now, Lim Nosoya, and from that point, we count Rishon, we count the first one, Vishani, and a second one, Kidei Latame, Adam, Vakalim. In order to be Matame, future Adam and Kalim, on lower levels, even for one night or whatever, but only bimago, by contact, kisharavos atumos, like other avos atumos, but ve'ena metama b'masa, but it's not going to be metama if it carries things, and will also not be metama b'ohel, only with maga. So those things that are tame mace, they're tame mace, and it's an av, right? So, but it only is going to transfer it with maga, as opposed to a mace that can mazal altar. So you understand now, that's the inyan of Tumas Maga, because
yeah.
Maga is to make America great again. Okay, with that, we'll end there.
Maga?
That's the famous
end. Make America great again.
That's the
Maga.
Maga, Maga, Maga.
Baseball.